Hello, and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is December 9th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up is the news from the Nikonian's Academy's director, Mike Hagen. He would like to announce that our travel photography workshops are now online. We have workshops posted for Moab, Utah, including the Delicate Arch, Balanced Rock, and the Canyonlands. Another one is Page, Arizona, with shots of the Slot Canyons, Glen Canyon, and Horseshoe Bend on the list, as well as Skagit Valley Tulip Festival, the Albuquerque Balloon Festival, which is absolutely fantastic. I used to live there, and I'm sorry to miss it this year again. And finally, for Banff in Alberta, with the national park out there, Bow Valley, and some lakes. All of these trips will be a mixture of classroom training and field photography. We've chosen some of North America's most beautiful locations to host our travel and nature photography workshops. You'll learn about setting up your Nikon digital SLR, professional field techniques, refining your creative vision, software, and taking amazing photographs. These trips will be an incredible opportunity to learn photography in a hands-on, real-world environment. They are all focused on making memorable images, so we'll be waking up early and staying up late. And we also have a few more workshops to post, for example, the Olympic National Park. And when we do so and get some venues and dates knocked down, we will be the first to let you know. Second tidbit from Mike is all about Christmas presents, or as it is currently now Hanukkah, maybe a last-minute Hanukkah present. So if you are looking for a good present to buy your spouse who might be into photography, why don't you get them what they really want? Admission to a Nikonian's Academy workshop. You can buy a workshop seat and then give it to your spouse or friend as a present. Help your favorite photography person learn how to print in our hands-on digital workflow and printing workshop. So there's a hint from Mike for Christmas presents. And we have a new four-day workshop to announce, and that's called Advanced Digital Imaging Workflow. This will only be held in two cities this year, the San Francisco Bay Area and Dallas, Texas. These workshops will include full printing labs, computers, software, monitors, and calibration equipment, and we will provide everything you need to succeed at digital workflow and digital printing. So this is 4 days of advanced instruction for some advanced photographers. And Mike wraps up with a neat little white balance tip for all you Nikon D300 and D3 users out there, you lucky people. With his previous Nikon digital SLRs, Mike would set white balance for cloudy -1 when taking photos outdoors, and he liked that because of the additional warmth that it created for his photos. And he did this in slide film days using an 81A warming filter as well. So that's gotten a lot of use for Mike. And with the D300 and D3, there's a new way to fine-tune the white balance by using a four-color axis chart. So listen in to get the same setting as cloudy -1. Mike sets his Nikon D300 and D3 for cloudy A2. And so basically what you're doing with that is changing your white balance from 6000K to 6200K. So a little bit of a tweak. And there's all sorts of neat bits and pieces that the new white balance offers you in those new cameras. So if you're interested in that, well, jump on to the Nikon forums for the D300 and the D3 and shout out your questions. So thanks, Mike, for all that handy information, and we'll move on to a little bit of more news from Nikon. Nikon has released Capture Control Pro version 2, which is available for download, and that adds the support for the new D3 and D300. In addition, the manuals for the D3 and D300 are now available for download online, so just check the blog for those links. And if you haven't gotten yourself one of the nifty new cameras yet, you can check out some pictures from the D3 from our friends at Imaging Resource and Let's Go Digital. They both have some shots out there that are some good samples, so take a look at what the new camera can do. And finally, if you haven't heard enough about the new cameras, check out the latest episode of The Image Doctor to hear Jason and Rick's impression of those fantastic new machines from Nikon. From Nikonians ourselves, we have the latest edition of The Nikonian, our electronic magazine. Edition number 36 is now available for download and has some handy last-minute tips for some Christmas presents. If you haven't already bought your loved one something, take a look in there for some cool ideas. Or leave it out handy for your spouse who's buying you the presents and give them some ideas of what you might like. In other news, Sigma has updated their 50-150 mm f2.8 DC and their 70-200 f2.8 EX lenses. Little tweaks in those. Tamron debuts its 18-250 mm DI lens with a built-in motor. So if you're into Tamron, check that one out. And Adobe Camera Raw gets a little bit tweaked in version 4.3.1, and this resolves some problems with the D100 raw files. So if you're shooting a D100, check out that particular update for Camera Raw. That's it for the news. So moving on to the forums, hanging out in the cafe, there's a neat little thread called Photography and Luck. So what do you folks think is really behind those really good pictures? Is it a combination of the two? Is it more one than the other? So give that a read and give your feedback. As well, Ray Online and some other Nikonians want to know what your plans are in terms of photography for 2008. So if you need somewhere to just jot down your ideas, your thoughts, and bounce some ideas off of people on how to get your photography progressing in the right direction, check out that thread as well. Now, the forum of the week is micro and macro and close-up photography. So if you're interested in taking those really close-up shots of flowers and insects and need some more information and advice, maybe post a picture and get some feedback specifically for those, check out that forum. And as always, the links to all of these stories can be found in the blog for this podcast. So I will leave you with my choice photo of the week, which is called Christmas Armadillo. So, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org or jump in the podcast feedback forum. We can't wait to hear from you, and I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah and a soon-to-be Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. But I'm sure we'll have more specific greetings, as I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.